Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Jessica Menton, who's a business reporter, talking about the economy in Greece and how that may affect us. The Doug Good Day program featuring Roberta Fasanelli, Richie McFadden. The Supreme Court in 1981 ruled that candidates for federal office had an affirmative right to go on TV. The ruling limited a TV network's right to determine when political campaigns begin and who may buy time. 1981. Think about all the significant things that have been said and or done by the Supreme Court. These nine people who really are the Supremers.
Well, yeah.
Think about
all
of
them.
They're
more important than the president.
They are. Socially, to how we live and most of the things, have you noticed lately that most of the questions they've had have been more social / legal than just plain legal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the transgender and transracial things and the stuff that they are applying the gay marriage sort of thing and how government is just into everything. We were talking about vaccinations and whether this thing that California has adopted as of yesterday will go to the Supreme Court, because there are people who do not want to have to take vaccine, whether they're best or not, whether it makes sense for everybody. If this is a free country, then you ought to be able to make stupid decisions. Now, people would say, well, if it affects other people negatively, then they ought not to have the right to make stupid decisions. Well, you know, the measles outbreak, didn't that take place in California? Isn't that why the Disneyland thing, right? Remember that from earlier this year? So does that becomes the precursor or the predicator for doing all these things. Okay, let's keep pushing this. Push the envelope. Push.
So if I was a parent, you know, again today, I would not want my child to be in school with a child who was not vaccinated.
Yeah, so send her to a private school. It's your choice.
Well, but the same thing with the private school.
Private school, you have a say over. Public school, you probably don't. Yeah. Could you do that, Richie?
Public health issues, I think, need to be regulated by the government.
Mm-hmm.
So I disagree with you on that. I think absolutely.
Good for you. The basis of a sound discussion is disagreement. Yes. Richie, what about you? Your children vaccinated, right?
My kids are all vaccinated. They have to be. As a matter of fact, my son's getting ready to go into the sixth grade, and he's got a couple of vaccinations that he'll need to have before he enters school next year.
How did that all happen? How did that all come about?
Because they started seeing 40 and 50 and 100 kids die in one community and said, okay, maybe we ought to do something about this.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So there it is, part of the debate.
Unfortunately, I hate to admit it, knowing you and I are kind of the same way when it comes to, like, oh my God, government. It's sometimes for the public good. It is necessary.
Yeah. Public health, yep.
The average price of a Manhattan apartment hit a new high. Announcement yesterday.
Which is good for our resident slumlord over there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Average cost of an apartment is up 11% in New York City. The average price for an apartment in New York is $1.87 million. High demand, low supply. You're sitting on a gold mine, Roberta.
Oh, yeah, right. Did you see my Facebook post?
No, what did you say? What did you say? Can we repeat it on the air?
I had to pay my July 1st property taxes yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
I'm trying to get the exact figure here.
You have the building where I stay that you own has four different apartments.
Five.
There, right?
Five apartments.
Oh, my God, Roberta, look at how much you posted in the last day.
She's back on the air.
It's a townhouse. It's basically 20 feet by 96 feet is the property.
Right.
It has five five apartments, and yesterday I paid my mid-year taxes. I paid property taxes on July 1st and on January 1st.
Right.
And the grand total was $23,478.55.
Okay, so now
that, Doug, Roberta, this will really crank him up. Of that $23,478.55, Doug, that Roberta paid for taxes, $570 of it was a convenience tax.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you want to compare
You wonder why apartments are as expensive? And these are not, you got to understand, these are not luxury apartments.
No, they're nice, comfortable, warm.
They're beautifully appointed. $23,000. They're not the definition of luxury.
Yeah. My taxes in Framingham, I had to pay them yesterday. And the two farms that I have, 143 acres, $5,685 I paid.
Oh, my. Because you're getting away with it because of the farm.
I'm not getting away with anything.
I'll never forget when I just went to visit my aunt and uncle in Bethany Beach, Delaware this past weekend.
Yeah.
And they moved from Montgomery County, Maryland, which is a high tax area, to Delaware. My uncle told me I have to get out of this state, speaking of Maryland, before they steal all of my retirement fund. He went from paying $7,000 a year in property taxes to $900 a year in Delaware. And everybody in Maryland retires to Delaware or North Carolina or something.
Let's go to Delaware.
Yep.
Speaking of money and finances and how this sort of thing affects us, what do you think it would be like if we lived in Greece? The government's trying to get everything that they can. They give everything, it would seem, away, and now they're trying to take it back again because of the economy and their debt. We'll find out more about that with reporter Jessica Menn in just a moment here on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia, again, is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hi, let's at 16 past the hour try to get to the bottom. Let's share with everybody the information that you need to know about what's going on in Greece defaulting on their major loan payment. Jessica Minton is with us, business reporter from the International Business Times. And the economy in Greece, I guess most people asking, Jessica, how will this affect us in America?
Right, absolutely. Greece did default on their debt. And the most recent news out of that is Greece is actually willing to concede ground in discussions with its creditors. It sent a letter to them. And now there's going to be another meeting, even though they already defaulted. And they're going to talk about new proposals of what they could do. But I think it got to this point basically because of a situation of who's going to blink first, the creditors or Greece. And that's where we're at right now.
So when we talk about creditors, you and I, if we borrow money for a house, the bank's our creditor. You buy a car, the car company is the creditor. You have a credit card, the bank is the creditor. So who are the who loans money? Normally, when we think about a government, we think about it almost being the source of its own money through taxation, et cetera, et cetera. So where does the country, Greece is the example here, where do they go to get their money? Who are the creditors?
So basically, they're actually getting this money from a lot of the other countries that are in the Eurozone, and it's known as the Troika. So you have three different bodies. It's the European Central Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Commission, and that's where they're getting this money from. And they owed the International Monetary Fund about $1.8 billion, and they did not pay that. Right. And originally, they were supposed to pay over four installment plans in June, and they decided to bundle them all together at the end of the month, and that was already a clear sign that they probably didn't have the money to pay, and that's why we got to that point yesterday. So they didn't have the money, and they've also been putting out different capital controls on Greek citizens where they can only go to the ATMs and take out about $60 a day, and that's not very much.
No.
That's a definitely scary thing if you're a Greek citizen and you can't take out money and you have
so,
family.
Will they lose the ability to use the euro? Do they have to go back to their own currency, bitcoins or something? What do they do now?
That's a great question, and something that a lot of people don't realize, there are a few countries like Montenegro and Kosovo that actually use the euro, but they're not in the eurozone and they're not in the European Union. So it's actually quite possible that Greece could end up leaving the eurozone and still end up using the euro as their currency. But then there's also this concern, do they go back to the drachma? Is this the drachma part two?
Right. Yeah.
Their previous currency. But I think that's something that doesn't get talked about enough. They could end up keeping the euro.
So this is a country that's very socialistic. People retire early. Unemployment is a factor. They sort of have this gimme, gimme, gimme approach. We deserve, we earn, whatever it is. But now the government's turning around. Taxes are high. Pensions are being cut. They feel like they're being, the old woe is me syndrome.
This is really about what they're negotiating right now is more short-term issues. And it has to do with, like you mentioned, those pension cuts and those tax hikes. So what they're negotiating now actually has nothing to do with
I think what people wonder is how did they get there in the first place? They have a structure socially that allows people to retire early, and they have big pensioners, big pensions. They have a Medicare sort of program. It's all the government paying for all sorts of things that they don't have the money to pay for. Isn't that what it is, more or less?
I think a big part of it is the fact that these bailout programs were never exactly set up to make Greece sustainable.
No, but that's not. I'm asking how they got there. What goes on in their country socially, the early retirement, the government benefits, they have to have gotten them, they got into a hole for a reason. I'm not worried now so much about how they get themselves out of it. I just wanted to know if you can tell people how they got into this problem in the first place as a warning perhaps to us.
Right. A big part of it actually is what they blame it on is the austerity measures that were put in place since the financial crisis. And so that's why you've seen those unemployment rates, especially the youth unemployment rates, up over 50%. And they're saying that due to these pension cuts and these tax hikes, that's why we're continuing to suffer in their economy. That's sort of the argument that they're having right now.
Yeah.
But I think it could easily go on both sides because I think a lot of blame does get put on Greece. But I think you should also question sometimes maybe the other side of it too when it comes to some of those bailout programs. And maybe sometimes some of these austerity measures, maybe they could be too harsh on those economies, especially the southern European economies.
A week anyway. Jessica Minton from the International Business Times. Thank you.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Let's go through some popular number one songs of note. Pardon the pun. Adele, is she still as prolific as she was before? I can hear her.
Some well, she has some children, I think. So she's she's kind of fallen off the face.
No, I think she's back. I think I heard a relatively recent tune, but she had a string of four or five really powerful number one songs. I believe it started with this, but I'm not sure. Was this her first hit? Does anybody remember Rolling in the Deep?
First big one. Yeah. Her first
number one during this week in 2011. Crank it up, Richie. This is great pop music, great sound. She's very, very good at powerful. Yep. Another great pop song. We're going back 31 years for this one. The Hughes.
Oh, goodness.
Corporation. Don't you love this? Goosebumps, Richie. Goosebumps, Roberta. Rock the Boat, number one during this week in 1974. Summertime music. Crank it up.
This is at every wedding in the 70s that I went to. Every single one.
It's a great pop song. Go ahead, Richie.
I'm trying. You guys will shut up. Shut up,
Roberta.
It's always exciting. Been my place to party. Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo for a
love and emotion. So from 1974, we move back up to 1984. That's another great song. Prince, number one this week, 1984, with When Doves Cry. People say to me, you're so inconsistent. You like this kind of stuff. I think it's a great pop hit, frankly. I think he's very good at understanding what the public likes.
He's amazing.
Yep.
He doesn't care what the public likes. He likes what he likes.
But I think he's smart. Bob, look at the next one, Richie.
Where's Jennifer when you need her?
Roberta. Number one
theme song.
During whose theme song?
Jen.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Love this
Baby
song.
Got Back. Number one during this week in 1992.
Oh my God.
You know, it's like the ultimate sleeping song.
Right, but this was is very controversial. This would make no
twerking song.
This would make no waves today at all. But it certainly did when it first came out. And a lot of radio say, "Oh, we're not going to play that." I remember getting a hold of it and playing it here. And at least this one, not when you were around, Richard, before you were around. But just having fun. It's a silly song. Next up, Human League's "Don't Want to Be Baby," number one during Newsweek in 1982, the trail end of the disco era, and when people were putting down disco, I've always loved disco. I heard people on the air, disco, it sucks. No, it's great, moving.
This has nothing to do with disco. This is kind of British alt rock.
You don't think this is more, could be the late disco?
This is more attached to punk.
Really?
Than it is pop punk.
Poppy punk.
Than it is disco, yeah.
All right, we shall take your word for it. New Kids on the Block. Jennifer should be here for this one. Number one during this week in 1990, Step by Step. We all know this song and like it, I think, pretty much. Let's do retro again, Richie. Back to this week in 1972. Neil Diamond was number one. That's good. I didn't skip the next one. I don't like the next one. Horrible. All right, let's do the last one. Number one this week, 2004. Martina McBride. What are you doing?
Yeah, you want to do
what are you doing, Martina? All right. 28 after the hour. Musical Watch This here on Good Day.
Watch This.
Watch This. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Sam Adams, summer ale season. I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask if we're sponsored.
You know what rubs means to people the wrong way?
Their thighs.
Check talks Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The world continues to move, and hopefully you've got enough gumption to move with it. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden here today to focus on how your day can be better. Ken Kessler is normally with us. He monitors the Facebook and Twitter accounts, Instagram, that sort of thing. But it seems the weather has not been his friend. I may say the same thing for Jennifer, but there are other reasons. I'm putting all the pieces together here. Nice to have Roberta back on the program. The focus on another church getting burned may have something to do with the weather. As quickly as we can jump to conclusions about this church in South Carolina that was burned down once before, I think it was about 20 years ago, the KKK burned this church down in Greeleyville, South Carolina. Nobody was harmed by the event. The church was completely destroyed. Investigators are looking into arson. However, this has been a string. There's a string of fires that have happened at predominantly black southern churches recently.
It's like the sixth one in a week, right?
However, there was bad lightning there last night, and that could have been. I'm not saying it was, because they'll investigate and they'll figure it out fairly quickly, but that could have been the reason. Even though we jumped to the conclusion that it's been burned down by... does the KKK still really exist anymore?
Oh, yes, it does.
I would imagine it does.
Oh, my goodness.
They have a website.
Right, the KKK.
Yeah, KKK.org. Right,
that's a non-profit, right?
Of course they are.
Here's a great story. What the Ku Klux Klan looks like today.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's welcome to the Ku Klux Klan. It's KKK.com. KKK.org is some kind of a parking website.
Apparently there are active chapters in 41 states with approximately 5,000 to 8,000 active members.
So who belongs to the KKK? Really?
That's it, 5,000 to 8,000?
That's all the whole
That's enough.
We should be able to crush that.
I would say that's probably just those who would admit to it. I think there's an awful lot more, and they just don't admit to it.
Well, I mean, certainly they're going to claim all of the members they can on their website. So,
no, this is just an article about them.
Do you really think that people are proud that they want to go down the street?
I think the website would definitely want to portray themselves as large as they possibly could.
Really?
Yeah.
In this political climate,
I think the website for the KKK would definitely portray themselves as big as they could.
Wow. I can't even go there. I can't even bring myself around to thinking that that's something that anybody who has any common sense at all would want to be visibly connected to.
Well, they hide
and
their faces.
And be proud of it.
But think about it. They hide their faces.
Yeah, right.
Hmm. They talk about the race war against the whites. So they say...
they know to cultural genocide.
We'll stay committed to a nonviolent resolution.
Yeah, right.
That's in the first sentence. Well, nonviolent doesn't include burning down churches.
No. I can't begin to imagine how people in this day and age want to belong to some organization like that. I just don't... I mean, never mind the stigma attached to it. What are you thinking? What makes you better than somebody else just because of the color of your skin? You moron. Ugh, people that think like that. Good God. Anyway, other things. Let's not focus on. Let's keep moving here.
I'm almost afraid to look, like to put the URL in the computer.
National Director of the Knights? Hmm. Pastor Thomas Robb.
Hmm. Pastor.
All right, pastor.
Yeah, man of God.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We hate drugs, homosexuality, abortion, race mixing, because these things go against God's law and destroy all white nations.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Next. Lawmakers in Washington State cutting tuition at the public universities. This is a 15 to 20% tuition cut over the next 2 years. This could spark a national trend. What it does, and having been at Heidelberg over this past weekend, it is my alma mater. I was on the Board of Trustees there for 12 years, and I hadn't been back to the school really for an event like I went to on Thursday and Friday last week since I got off the board 3 years ago. And what I got from talking to my friends who are still there and looking around the school, they're really worried. Their enrollment is down 100 from last year, which is about 20% of the freshman class, because of the pressures that have been brought to bear. It costs X number of dollars. It's not a highly endowed school. Anyway, about $50 million in the endowment. That's not a lot of money. And the school has never really performed in the sense that, even though there are billionaires that have gone there, a couple of like Yingling Beer and three or four the people who have done very, very well and have a lot of money. But it's not the kind of school that produces a lot of people that are highly skilled entrepreneurs. They're teachers, they're ministers, they're people who go into business. Nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't bring...
Thank goodness to these people.
Yeah, but the other side of that is, Roberta, they don't have a lot of money, so they don't have endowment that helps to pay costs, to defray the cost of tuition. So the tuition is now $30-something thousand dollars a year. Now, if you go up to some of the other schools that maybe more highly touted, whether it's D3, D2, or D1, you can easily find a school for $50,000. That's before you put in room and board and all the other things. So where's this money come from? The average family, the average income, according to the stats this year, the mean or median income is $54,900. So if you are a family with one bread earner, and that's not very likely anymore, but let's say there's only one person that works and this person, the mother or the father, making $50,000-$60,000 a year, and you had a couple, three or four children, how do you put them through college unless you put them through the public universities, or unless you borrow the money? And that's another scam and a half with these agencies and the government's up to their mickey.
Average student loan debt right now is right around $30,000. And guess what the student
loan... That's all? I would think before.
I would have thought it would be higher than that.
Guess what the student loan debt is nationally?
Student loan debt, the total, you mean?
Total.
In the billions, hundreds of billions. if not more.
Over $1 trillion. $1.2 trillion.
You realize how much money they're making at Sallie Mae and these other places where they loan money to college students and they keep paying and paying and paying. My daughter is still paying off her loans from college that she took out on her own, in addition to the stuff that I kicked in. And it's, I don't know, $400 a month or something. And you look at the total debt is still, I think her debt's about $30,000 or something. Yeah.
You know the smartest man in America
over 10 years?
Right now?
What?
Mike Rowe.
How so?
Love Mike.
He's got a foundation called Mike Rowe Works. You remember Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs? And he's got a show on CNN.
That is Ford commercials.
So, Ford commercials. So he's got a foundation called Mike Rowe Works, and they give scholarships to help train people for real jobs.
Real jobs. Electricians, plumbers,
whatever it is.
Welders,
so you
know, real jobs.
And here are his things. $1 trillion in student debt loans, record high unemployment, 3 million good jobs that nobody seems to want. Mike Rowe Works Foundation started a campaign to challenge the absurd belief that 4-year degree is the only path to success.
I love Mike.
Asinine.
The skills gap here, and we don't close it.
Thanks to him for not necessarily doing just what he did, but bringing this to a national debate, to go back and ask yourself, again, this public school, public university, what the heck? Roberta paid $23,000 in real estate taxes yesterday for her apartment in New York. Where's that money going? Why is it that
the
we don't have...
New York.
Well, but I'm saying the city of New York is doing well with that money. Do you have vocational ed programs in the public schools
that's
there?
That's part of the problem, is that this whole standardized testing nonsense that we have to do, there's no more shop classes. There's no more vocational ed classes.
Why?
They've done away with them.
Why,
because they have to train the kids.
To do what? Be unemployed?
To take the test.
Then they're unemployed.
My kids.
Why isn't there a national... Wait a minute. Why isn't there a national... This really makes me so GD angry. The national uproar that ought to be at the base of this problem, people sending their kids off to school and they come home and they know nothing.
They know nothing.
They have no practical knowledge of anything.
Wait, they teach these kids, you know, all sorts
political
of like algebra
of
and geometry and stuff.
Well, that's good to make the brain work.
Expose them to it, but yet these kids come out of high school and they have no idea how to balance a checkbook.
No.
They have no idea how to figure out a simple mortgage. They have no idea about how the stock market works or how the financial markets work.
They're
completely ignorant about the real world.
Yeah.
Oh, but they got an 85 on their geometry test.
Yeah.
Who cares? What are they going to, unless they become architects?
The
Child
Left Behind thing is a failure.
No Child Left Behind is an abomination.
Joke. Trained for the last month of their school year, every single year, just to be able to take the test.
And then the other thing, what is the other, that other national educational program, Common Core?
Yeah.
What a freaking
joke. Oh, Common Core
is
horrible. Teachers hate it. The best thing I ever took in high school.
Why are we putting up with
this? Was a secretarial typing class.
Yeah. Well, why are we putting up with this?
I think that they ought to take guys like Mike Rowe. They ought to get him. He ought to be sitting on a cabinet somewhere in the White House.
Right.
And helping us to realize all of the jobs that we are not fulfilling because we don't raise our kids to either appreciate or know what to do.
Or understand.
Those kind of jobs.
And you know what part of the problem is at the high school level? There are some vocational high schools, but the local high schools fight against kids going there because they're actually, you know, ridiculed and vilified, these schools, by the other high schools, because they want to say...
You go to a vocational school, you greaser?
They want to say, 92% of our students, you know, go on to college, and that's how they base real estate
values.
Jobs. This is a great school district. We have all these kids going to college.
I watch our principal fight for the dollars that she gets every single year. And she, in order to get those federal dollars, you have to be able to prove this and do this and have this kind of a percentage rate on these kids passing this test and that test. And it's how the reason they don't want those other schools is because it challenges their money to be able to run their school.
Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, 43 and change past the hour. We've changed Heart Health Month. I am so powerful. This program is so big that we single-handedly have changed Heart Month to July instead of having it in February. No more February. July is Heart Health Month here on Good Day. Did you know it's a fact? If you're over 40, your nitric oxide levels are dropping, Roberta. American Heart Association says maybe to half of what you need. What does that mean to you? It means your circulation isn't what it used to be. The old circulation ain't what it used to be. Your arteries are not as healthy as they ought to be.
And for men, that's not a good thing.
Not good for women.
Point their lady friend.
Yeah, right. Okay, Roberta's got the... There is that to be dealt with. That's why your doctors start saying, watch your blood pressure. That's why your energy and stamina are not good. Results at the gym are not as good. Why men start wondering about what's going on, you know what I mean? Neo 40 is a convenient, fast melt tablet. What an interesting concept. You can take it on the go. It uses your own saliva to make more nitric oxide, which may help you and your heart and your arteries and other important parts healthier again. Next week, Good Day is launching the official Heart Health Challenge. I want you to join all of us on the Good Day team and try Neo 40, N-E-O, Neo 40, and tell us what you think, how you feel. Richie has been taking this Neo 40 for a while.
Yep, a couple weeks.
How does it compare to Super Beats? Because it's part of the Super Beat family.
Yeah, I take it in addition to the Super Beats. It's great. It tastes good. It's a little tablet. You just put one in. I take one in the morning. I take one in the afternoon.
Good addendum to the Super Beat routine. Join the Good Day Heart Health Challenge and get a free box of Neo 40 with any order of Super Beats. You get the free book, the free saliva testing strips, free shipping. The saliva testing strips will help you understand what's going on in your body. Neo 40 and Super Beats together, they are tested, patented, and they work. Join the Heart Health Challenge today. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183. Sort of moving up the next notch, the next rung on the ladder of keeping your heart, your blood pressure, everything working well all the time. And we started with Super Beats, and now we go to the next level. Neo 40. I like that. Neo 40. Go to 800-655-4183 or order it online at DougLikesBeats.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right. Where are we now? Looks like 51 past the hour, Richie. I can read the clock. Yes, 51 after on Good Day.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Do you know how many American adults are actually not plugged in, don't have internet, don't have email? I will give you that number. Greg Stephan is joining us from the offices of Men's Health Magazine. He's their technology editor with perhaps a raised eyebrow when I give him that number. Also, Apple, and more Apple. I want to start a new company that does technology that's called Banana. How about we start? What do you think, Greg? Can we start a new company? Let's start Banana Computers.
Not Mango?
Mango would be good, too. Yeah, let's do let's do Strawberry.
Oh, we already taken it.
Raspberry. How about BlackBerry Computers?
No, wait a minute. They've already been.
Yeah, that was already used up.
How
sorry.
Come there's so much fruit in all of this technology? We'll explore that in a moment, too, here on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's time to go to bed, but you're wide awake. How can you shut down naturally?
Go prehistoric. Our ancestors went to bed when it got dark. What else could they do? But with modern lighting and electronics, we can stay up and not be bored.
That's great, unless it interferes with your sleep. A good night's rest is critical in today's fast-paced, mentally challenging work world.
So take a note from our ancestors. Research shows going dark about an hour before it's time to go to bed works wonders.
Ideally, you'll dim the lights, turn off the computer, and put your smartphone away.
If you just can't stand that thought, dim your screens and consume calming content.
Sleep like a cave dweller for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6 Second DVD Review starts now.
Offensive without a lot of funny. Feral and Harder, flaccid and Get Hard could use a little blue pill. I'm out.
6 Second Reviews are brought to you by Summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Today on App Check, SkyDrive lets you remotely access and work on any Microsoft Office document from your iDevice. Free from Microsoft only, SkyDrive.
It's a hit. The Movie Man 6 Second DVD Review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich, murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in!
6 Second Reviews are brought to you by Summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and I have Greg Steffen with us from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor. Okay, so we were just sort of playing with this number. The number of American adults that do not have internet, that are not plugged in, don't have email. How about this for a number? 15%.
Wow.
Of American adults, according to a survey that was done by the Pew Research Center, 15% of American adults don't have internet or email. Of these, 19% cite high costs of computers and internet service. And as the costs get higher, we think, Greg and I think, that the numbers like this will increase because a lot of older folks are on fixed income, and yeah, it's nice to be able to communicate, but I don't believe, and this is another one of those prejudicial things that really should get people steamed, because these people are aiming everything at the younger market, the millennials and those who are...
You mean people like me?
I suppose, yeah. Instead of people like me.
A large percentage of these adults are older adults who don't care about the internet.
Well, and maybe they missed it. You know, maybe they just...
I think 15% is, that's a big number.
I'll throw you another, I don't have the exact statistic in front of me, but an interesting phenomena is also that you would think with all this technology that libraries would become less used.
No.
They're actually more used.
Yeah, because they're all putting computers in.
Well, right. So a lot of people who don't have internet on a phone or at home go to the library.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Who thought that a hashtag Ask Bobby would be a good idea? This is Bobby Jindal, who's running for the presidency. So what's happening with that Twitter account?
Well, they thought it would be a good idea to solicit questions from the public for a, I guess, like a press conference he did yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you cannot control social media. This is a real lesson. You're laughing because you knew that. Apparently, his highly paid professional campaign staff didn't know that. Uh-huh. And instead of this becoming a good thing, it's become an incredibly embarrassing thing. It doesn't make him look like he and his staff understand the world of technology in 2015.
Right. They want to play like they do.
That's right.
Yeah.
So a lot of people.
Cool, like the Obamaites. I think Obama would be. I think a lot of people would be embarrassed. I think these people that are running on both sides, Republicans, Democrats, play with fire. I think you're right about this. They have no way of controlling. And you know as well as I do, the press people that are behind whatever the marketing is of these candidates, they don't want any embarrassing questions. And yet, man.
Now they got all the embarrassing.
Right. What was the most embarrassing question he was asked?
Well, there's too many to see, but questions like, did Jesus feed the dinosaurs and all kinds of just really terrible things.
Stuff. It's stupid.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is. Be careful with what you tell people about yourself at any hashtag situation. Greg Steffen on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.